My guest at this time is Utah Republican State Senator Dan Lillenquist. He is also challenging longtime Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch in the primary for that seat coming up in June. Mr. Lillenquist is further inspired in his quest to defeat Senator Hatch as a result of Tuesday's surprising results in Indiana, in which Richard Murdoch took out longtime Senator Richard Lugar. In fact, Lugar and Hatch were elected on the very same day back in 1976. And Mr. Lillenquist, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
Until recently, this conversation that we're having right now seemed pretty unlikely. It was thought that Orrin Hatch would have enough support to secure the nomination at the convention, that a primary wouldn't be necessary. He almost got to that 60% threshold, but he did not. It's 59%. So he and you will be headed to a runoff here in June. Why do you believe it's time for Orrin Hatch to go?
Well, look, Orrin Hatch and Dick Lugar, again, you mentioned they were elected on the same day. It was 36 years ago. I was 2 years old at the time. And since that time, we've had an unprecedented run-up in federal spending. When I was born, our national debt was $475 billion. It's now $15.6 trillion. We've had a generation of leaders in Washington, Republicans and Democrats, who ran us into this mess. And Senator Hatch, just like Senator Lugar, played an important role in that run-up. And it's just, if we're going to survive as a country, we've got to have leaders who are willing to take on the financial problems and scale back government instead of expand it.
Talk about that a little bit more, if you can, Senator Lillenquist. What has Orrin Hatch specifically done in order to exacerbate our debt problem, and what approach would you take to reverse it?
You know, my biggest problem with folks like Senator Hatch are, you know, over the years they've worked hard to expand their own pay and benefits at the expense of the taxpayers. In my record here in Utah, you know, I eliminated pensions for legislators in the state, didn't vote to increase my salary, and there's been, in Washington, D.C., a culture of scratching each other's back and at the expense of the taxpayer. That's not right. In addition to that, the Republicans, and really in the Bush years in particular, what drives me crazy, we expanded federal entitlement programs to levels that we knew at the time we couldn't afford. Well, it's not lost on me, Greg, that I'm going to live through the next 40 years as the whole future of this country, and we've got to scale back these programs instead of expand them. And candidly, the Republicans' record and these longtime serving Republicans in particular, their record on actually retracting the size of government, both for their own personal benefit and for the country, is abysmal.
It was pretty clear, sir, that 2 years ago when Senator Bennett was defeated at the convention, actually didn't even make it to the primary, that Senator Hatch took notice. He was demonstrably more conservative, spoke out a lot on issues that he didn't necessarily speak out on a lot before that. So do you believe that he's finally gotten the message and that he would be more conservative in another term? Or do you think that it's more of a political response than a genuine one?
I mean, I think you can draw your own conclusion. I look at that and I think, wait a second. If you all of a sudden get very conservative in your voting record right up to an election, what happens when you're in your last term? What Senator Hatch are we going to get when he's announced this is the last time he's going to run, and he's potentially going to be the chair of the Senate Finance Committee? That actually scares me. Which Orrin Hatch are we going to get? And I think that the people in the state, when they look at his record and they see the recent move to the right, view that skeptically, as do I. So, you know, it's just time for new leaders in Washington, D.C., folks who are actually determined to get the job done. And if Senator Hatch has not been able to do that in 36 years, I don't think it's persuasive that in his 37th through 42nd years he's going to do anything different than what he's done so far.
You talked about entitlement reform a little bit just a minute ago, Senator Lillenquist. In your time in the Utah State Senate, I know you've dealt with pension reform and Medicaid reform. Just about everybody agrees that our entitlement programs are the biggest drivers of our national debt as well. Do you believe that what you're able to accomplish in Utah can be translated to Washington, or is that a completely different ballgame?
Well, Greg, it's doable, and by the way, it has to be done. Reality is not negotiable, and these programs are the drivers of our debt. We have 185 different federal means-tested welfare programs. We have programs like Medicare and Social Security that have been robbed for years by Congress that are unstable, right when we need them or counting on them the most to work for our seniors. And we have politicians who at the same time have been voting their own benefit increases. I do think that can change around. You know, in Utah, when I move forward with pension reform and Medicaid reform, capping Medicaid and closing down the lucrative defined benefit pension systems out here, it had never been done in the country. So people told me, Dan, it can't be done. But we did it anyway. And because it had to be done. Look, Washington needs reinforcements for people like Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan has laid out a budget proposal that is aggressive, that is the first of its kind in decades, and he needs people in the Senate who are going to help him drive that forward. That is why I'm running. That is why I got involved in politics to begin with, to tackle the tough financial issues. And we've had unprecedented success here in Utah, and I hope to add to that debate in Washington.
You've challenged Senator Hatch to a debate. Any response from him yet?
Oh, yeah. He does not want a debate. In fact, when we termed these delegates, I mean, you mentioned the delegate process. He spent $6 million trying to buy his own delegates. And really, they thought they had it. But when people saw the debates that we had with Senator Hatch and saw us head-to-head, they swung our way. And so we will continue the debate challenge. We think he deserves to have his record questioned in front of the state of Utah. And also, we think the people of the state deserve to see robust debate in this election. And so far, he has agreed to one debate that on a radio program a week before the election. It's clear that they don't want a debate, but we are confident that the media in this state will continue to step up and do their job to call for a robust debate. And if he doesn't want a debate, we will hold debates without him. But the people of the state of Utah deserve a choice in this race.
And when's the primary?
June 26th, so just under 7 weeks away.
Senator, we'll have to leave it there. We'll be following the race very carefully. Thanks very much for your time today.
Hey, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Utah Republican State Senator Dan Lillenquist. He's now challenging longtime Utah Republican U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch. Their primary is scheduled for next month. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.